The first time I celebrated Mass Ad Orientem was at St. Peter's Basilica. I'd been a priest about a year and a half. I was on a pilgrimage, and I didn't know what to do. And I said, when do I turn around? When do I? And I was totally lost. I had no training in that. A priest has to kind of teach himself because it's not taught in the seminaries. I was not taught that. It was always versus populum. And oddly enough, this is what is really ironic. There are indications in the Roman Missal when it says the priest turning to the people says, why would it say turning to the people if he's already facing the people?
The liturgy is the summit of Christian life and worship. It is the apex of the expression of what it is to worship God. If that is the summit of all our prayer life, all our thinking, all of our worship, if that's it, then obviously it is a treasure to be guarded. And what we've inherited from 2,000 years of tradition in the church must be preserved, respected, and somehow assimilated and incorporated into modern life.
Well, Ad Orientem means toward the east. And why toward the east? It's toward the rising sun. Christ said he would come back from the east. We look for his second coming as we look to the cross. We come in from the west, from the darkness. We face the rising sun, the Christ, and we go out then as the light of Christ, the light of the world, to make a difference with his good news.
So from the earliest times, the church sought to face the altar in such a way that the priest was facing east, if at all possible. Sometimes it wasn't possible. It isn't the compass point east that's important. It's that you direct your attention not to the people at certain points in the Mass, but you direct your attention to the east, to the rear wall, to the crucifix, to God. You should not be looking at the people. So the idea that you're not looking at the people when you're praying to God is the key to what is being sought in saying, celebrate Mass at times, Ad Orientem, not all the way through. People who oppose Ad Orientem reduce it to the absurd and say, well, the idea of standing for the whole Mass with your back to the people is repugnant. Yes, it is. No one is suggesting that. When the priest speaks to the people, he should look at them and speak to them. When the priest speaks to God, he should look at the crucifix on the rear wall.
I'm a young guy. I don't long for the return of Ad Orientem because of some sense of nostalgia. I want it because I've felt its effects on my soul. I know it's good for me, and I know it's good for my family. The priest isn't turning his back on us. He's actually facing the same direction as us. He's leading us towards the Lord. With the language of his body, he's saying, this isn't about me. This is about God, and we are all journeying towards the Lord together. The distraction of having the human face of the priest looking towards you during the consecration is removed. With Ad Orientem, all the faces, all the eyes are directed in the same direction towards Jesus really present in the Eucharist.
Yes, the vestments do say about the priest, look at me. They do draw attention to the man who is the priest. But then what does he do with that attention? He points them to God. He doesn't look back to them and entertain them. He remains personally anonymous.
A priest celebrates less worthily when his whole attention is focused on the congregation. He is much more recollected, much more spiritually involved in what he's doing. It's when he's consecrating the host, Ad Orientem.
I was into that priest as performer, and I didn't even realize how much. And then it does become about me and them in the pew and me satisfying them in the pew like they're an audience. They're not an audience. We're worshiping together. They may be really used to Father seeming to engage them, even when the prayers are not directed to them. They're directed to God. So why not try the Ad Orientem and see if that changes our outlook? And I found that it did. I was more focused as a priest. The distractions went away.
This is good for the priest. It's good for the people. And in fact, it's in complete continuity with what the intentions were for the Second Vatican Council. Frankly, I consider it scandalous that there are some people in the church who would publicly come out against this posture.
All that the laity can do is, first of all, of course, pray. Ask God to inspire their bishop, inspire their pastor. Secondly, they can speak to their pastor and tell them that they would welcome Ad Orientem. If enough people in a parish tell the pastor that they're not afraid of it, or they would welcome it, the pastor will get up enough courage to do it. Just do it gradually with proper catechesis to avoid shocking the people. This was the problem of the reform after the Vatican Council. Changes were sprung on the people without any warning. So we must not do that now. In trying to restore the Mass Ad Orientem, it must be done gradually. It must be done with proper catechesis, but do it. And it will gradually catch on and grow.
I think if people give themselves enough of a chance to not say, oh, I tried it once or twice, but give that a try of going to several Masses, actually try to appreciate the fact that the Church has been doing this for centuries and centuries and centuries.
The Prefect for Divine Worship has made it abundantly clear that this posture is not only licit, but fitting for use in the ordinary form of the Mass. Because this might be new to some people, when they first experience it, it might feel a little different, but once they've entered into the Mass, once they've entered into the mystery, it will strike them that He's offering the sacrifice on our behalf. We're with Him on the same side of the altar, facing the crucifix, facing Jesus in the Eucharist. And when He holds the Eucharist up and you see the face of the crucifix looking down on you, it strikes you in a profound way that this is a sacrifice. It's not just a communal meal. There's no amount of novelty that can be added to the Mass that will ever be able to accomplish the good that Ad Orientem can accomplish.
Ad Orientem worship takes all the glory away from the priest and directs it all to our triune God in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, where it belongs.
I'll say it in the simplest way I can. What's involved here is a recapturing of one essential element of liturgical celebration that from the earliest times has proven to be beneficial. When the priest speaks for the congregation to God, he faces God rather than the people.